News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Criminal Justice Suppression of Criminal Organizations Act, popularly called the Anti-Gang Bill, was passed in the House of Representatives last Tuesday. The bill makes provision for the disruption and suppression of criminal organizations and for related matters. The Anti-Gang Bill was passed in the House with 22 amendments. Among the changes was the addition of new offenses, including concealing proceeds of activities of criminal organizations, tampering with evidentiary materials, and professing to be part of a criminal organization.
We had a long series of deliberations, many submissions to the Joint Select Committee, and I think we have a better piece of legislation today than what we came into the House with. I don't consider that a delay for no good reason. I think we have improved. It is, in fact, a demonstration of how Parliament should work.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. The government has extended the ban on the importation of all personal watercraft or jet skis for commercial or private use for a further 6 months. The move is part of measures to monitor the use of jet skis on the island following two accidents in mid-2013 and one earlier this year involving the personal watercraft.
The impact of these incidents has been far-reaching, Mr. Speaker, and has triggered negative public commentary both locally and internationally, particularly from Jamaica's largest source markets in the United States of America.
Minister of Tourism and Entertainment, Dr. Wickham McNeil. The ban expires on October 15, 2014. Illegally copied CDs and DVDs valuing approximately $2.7 million were destroyed in 2013. This as a result of initiatives by the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office and the Organized Crime Investigation Division to combat piracy in Jamaica. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the government attaches great importance to intellectual property, IP protection.
Every effort to protect IP represents, to my mind, an investment in improving the environment for doing business in Jamaica, which is critical to unlocking growth in the economy.
Mr. Hilton was addressing a piracy and protection seminar. Jamaican diaspora groups are being urged to invest in the island's educational infrastructure through public-private partnerships. Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, says this will assist the government in its efforts to build the necessary infrastructure at existing schools and facilitate the fading out of the SHIFT system.
Then I believe there's a reasonable business proposition to be put, and I challenge the diaspora and the financial agencies in Jamaica towards public-private partnerships in this regard. We're not asking for gifts, we'd love those, but we understand the need for investment.
Minister Thwaites was speaking at the recently held Jamaica Diaspora Education Summit. And the Tablet in Schools pilot project will be extended to students in early childhood institutions. The pilot initially targeted students in primary and secondary schools. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says the initiative will be extended to expose more young people to the technology at an earlier age.
We believe that you have to get the youngsters now as the earlier stages in their education development to have access to the technology, and thereby to create a much more inquisitive mind rather than the teacher being the reservoir for information and knowledge. The students now on his or her own will be able to access information using the teachers only as supervisors in terms of the content.
Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
A few time now.
Is man run things?
Cha, the two on wrong, a gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality.
Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.